Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Value Cafe with Esther Opone. I am still your host, Esther, aka the Value Ada. And thank you so much. I really want to appreciate all of you for the outpour of love and support. For the past two episodes, I've been getting your feedback, and I am so glad that you have been gaining a lot of value. I see you. Anyway, still on our topic on starting, quitting, and pivoting, we have another dope friend of mine. See, I have the best friends. Let me just put it out there. Another dope friend of mine on the show today, and is going to be sharing his own story and his journey across life as it relates to our topic. And it's one thing that this process has taught me is that people just have different journeys, people just have different lessons, and there's always one form of wisdom or the other to learn from all of them, all the single unique different stories that we all have. So let's jump right into it as I bring on my guest. He has like 3 AKs. Only him. So he's Victor Owotumi Damola. So you can call him Victor D. Victor. You can call him VDV. You can call him Coach VDV. And he is a business coach, a business advocate, the founder of Good Company and Penny Cards, among so many others. And he's passionate about youth and development and gratitude and all of that. So, TV, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm fine, thank you. I'm good. And you?
Yeah, I am quite fine. I'm okay. I see that you've delved into a number of things and all of that. I'm curious, is it that I have a list of ideas?
You know, anytime I have an idea, I jot it down. I don't joke with pen and paper. I'm always with one, you know, trying to write them down, you know, just so like don't forget them, you know. So yeah, I'm one of them.
That's interesting. And we are looking forward to seeing those ideas come into fruition one of these days. But then how have you been able to like juggle all of the things that you do, plus you know the way the wheels in your head are constantly turning? Do you do all of this alone or what? Or I don't know, just tell us how it has been and how you've been able to get to this point.
Well, the secret has been having a team, you know, just like they say, teamwork makes the dream work. I like to say it this way, teamwork works.
Teamwork.
When people ask me, yes, teamwork works. People ask me this question, how did you do it? Like, you do a lot of things. There are still so many things I do, you don't even have an idea of either. So there's still so many things. But one thing that has really helped me is the fact that I have a team. And another question people ask me is, how did you get to meet these people to support you? By adding value to them. If you're a person of value, people would support you. People would do anything for you. So it's one of those things that's worked for me, you know.
So Penel Cards, it's very interesting what you are about with that. Do you care to share what birthed that idea and where you are going with it?
Okay, thanks for that question. I've always wanted to do something that is bigger than me, something that will make impact, something that will be indelible, you know. And I thought of, okay, why not create a business that will not be made for just making money, but making impact in the society? So it made me think of Penel Cards. And funny enough, how did I start Penel Cards? Somebody wrote something very beautiful to me, like a beautiful message on a very rough paper. On a normal day, I should throw it away, you know, after reading, you know. But the message made me keep the paper. And I said, okay, why not create something like this? Something like a card, something well packaged and beautiful, you know, for people to express themselves. So that was one of the things that made me start. And At some point in my life, I was making some very huge amount of money. I was working in an organization and people would come for support. And later, I just noticed I could not support everybody anymore. So I said, why not have a business where you could make money from it, and the money you make could be would be dedicated to just supporting people. So that's how Pinocchio came into life. And thank God we are where we are today. And we're not here yet, but we're still growing, and we believe one day we'll achieve everything we want to achieve. So I believe in making impact. I believe in touching lives, you know, and I'm glad I'm doing that with my business. Not just Pinocchio, even with Bag Nation, you know. So that's
Bag Nation. What's that?
Yeah, Bag Nation stands for buy and give. So it's buy and give nation. Bag Nation. We sell bags, anything bag, female bags, school bags, anything bags. So as you are buying, you're also giving. That's what it means. So we have NGOs we are partnered with already. The same with Penel Cards, when you buy from us, it means you're also giving. So Penel Cards, let me give you Penel Cards. It's a brand I started with the aim of promoting the culture of gratitude and giving. And very soon, we want to start going to primary schools to talk to the students about the significance of gratitude and giving. I believe these are good values we need to inculcate in our young ones, and not just primary schools, even secondary schools too. And so yeah, that's it.
You are doing well. If I have the authority or to say that myself, or to like stamp you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So apart from Bag Nation, Penel Cards, and all of that, and the organization you mentioned, did you have to stop working there in order to start what you're doing?
I stopped working. Let me say, the reason why I was there in the first place was somebody recommended me. And the normal day, I'm not the type that likes a job, you know. So at that time, they recommended me and the pay was very good. And I felt like, okay, I still need more money to push to do more things. And it was a job that didn't require me going there like almost every day. Like I could still have time for myself. You know, so I had to apply for it. So I need to mention this for those listening. Try to be a person of integrity. It's really important. If you're a good person, people will recommend you. You'll get opportunities. I've been to places I don't think I would be on a normal day, but because of my good heart, people recommended me for so many things. And that's how I got a job. The same job a lot of people are looking for. The same. I didn't even, no letter, nothing, no appointment, no interview, nothing. They just told me to come and I started. That was it, you know. So that was just it.
You know, reputation versus integrity, in that even though, like, because of your good acts and, you know, people are seen and people recommended you, and then of course there are times when even people's eyes will not be on you, but of course you still have to keep doing what you are doing because of the art of impact that you have. Like, we are not doing it to like impress people. You just want to get the job done and inspire others and share it. But those other positive effects will come, and that is what integrity really is about. That even when we don't get those recommendations, people are not watching and still like getting the work done and, you know, staying through to ourselves. And one of those things basically building up us up for, you know, other things in life and all of that. I'm sure you've done so many things that nobody saw, but then it has equipped you.
So many things.
And it has equipped you for where you are now, and it's paying off and all of that. So that's
really beautiful. I need to come in here. What you said, I was telling somebody, I've done, if I was doing everything I was doing for recognition, man, the newspapers would be full. You know, you see me on the news almost all the time. So I've done things that I think for me, what really matters is the impact. So it's not about the award, like, okay, yeah, I have 50 awards. Like, when people tell me thank you, when people tell me they've have positively impacted upon their life, that's the best award I could get. So I'm not moved by the plaques and all these things. I remember I was talking to somebody and it was kind of he was feeling sad that he never got award, and I'm like, are you okay? Like, is, I don't, are you doing this for the award or what? Fine, it's good if you get the award, you know, but it's deeper than that. So for me, I'm not moved, you know, when I see a lot of awards out there, and I don't feel bad, like, okay, yes, I'm not doing enough. I've done so many things, even more than most people that they give those recognitions to, you know. So I think what really matters is just keep doing what you do. People are watching you.
Stay true and all of that.
Stay true to yourself. Be consistent with what you do. Mm. Yeah, you have to be consistently consistent with what you do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that punchline. So speaking of consistency, you know, staying true and like showing up and all of those things. But then I know there are times, I don't know if you've experienced those things, there are times when maybe you've been doing certain things a certain way, or you've been doing certain things and then you just know it's the right time for you to, you know, either stop doing those things or stop doing this set that way that it has been known for. But we know that there are some times that we have like inner restraints and, you know, fears about, you know, changing the way things are. Like, of course, things might even be working, but it could be better. Or it's just time. Like, something has overstayed its welcome in your life, and it's just time to either let it go, maybe hand it over to someone else, and or like just stop doing it, or it has fulfilled its purpose, and if you die a natural death. Have you had periods like that, and, you know, how did you navigate it?
I think I had just one. It was a kitchen business that I started there, and at some point it just wasn't feeling right. You know, I was really into it, I wanted to do it, but I started, but it wasn't feeling like it's something I should continue to do. You know, I felt like in the wrong space. You know, so sometimes we want to do some things, but it's not meant for us. And that's why we try and try, we struggle, and, you know, so it's not a bad idea to stop if it's not meant for you. At some point you will know what it's meant for you. At some point, you know, when you start, you know that, no, this is not for me. So it's not giving up. You know, you just have to stop, even if it's not working. The only reason why you why we've not gotten results is maybe because there's something we don't know. You know, and just like I always tell people, ignorance is what prevents us from taking the right steps. So that's why you have to keep getting knowledge every day so that you can be better at what you do. You know, so if you're trying to do something and you feel like, okay, it's not working, doesn't mean it's not meant for you. You know, just keep pushing till you get it right. But you will know. I just believe you will know when something is not meant for you, and you know when to stop. Then it's not meant for you. Something that's truly meant for you, you will stick with it no matter the challenges. So I tell people, it's normal to feel like giving up, but it's abnormal when you give up. So when you feel like giving up, don't feel bad. Just don't give up. That's all. You know, sometimes when we have those feelings, we think maybe something is wrong with us. Especially when we see people getting results. No, nothing is wrong with you. It's just normal. But don't give up. That's all I'll say.
Is there something else you want to that we should look forward to from you again soon? And what would you do differently this time if you were to start something? Yeah.
If I was to start something out, the very first thing I would do is to get knowledge. I tell people the success to getting successful is get knowledge and take action. Continue to get knowledge, continue to take action. So a lot of people attend conferences and go, you know, they want to learn, you know. Where they make mistakes is they don't take action. So that's why you see people with their notepad, they're jotting down so many things there, but they're not doing anything with what they've learned. You see people reading books, you know, and they're not doing anything with it. Yeah, Lori Raw. I love that, you know. So for me, if I'm going to start again, the greatest thing I've learned is get knowledge. Pay for classes. Even if it's the class I want to pay for, like, it's close to $1 million. And the day I mentioned it to somebody, the person thought it's a waste of money. I said, no, if I pay for this, I know what I'll gain. Most of the people you see that are successful today, they are where they are because they went through the learning process. They paid the price. You know, so for me, I would learn and take action, and I'll continue to learn, because learning does not stop. It the day you stop learning, man, that's the day your value drops. So you have to keep learning so that your value would increase, and the more valuable you are, the more people need you. So it's really important, learn and take action. And I was somewhere recently with a friend, and in the background a song by Davido was playing titled Femme, and immediately the song played, the DJ played the song in the background, because it was in a public space. Somebody just said, talk and do. When the song was playing, I said, no, let's stop talking and do. Let's fame and do. We've talked, like, the talk is enough. A lot of people have talked and talked and talked. So let's fame and do. No more talking. Just do. You know, because it's action that produces results.
And, you know, knowledge is very key, but much more important is, as you mentioned, taking action. Because, you know, there's this tendency for us to, we know too much, not say too much, we know so much, and then we even end up doing the things that we don't know yet. And then sometimes that might even cripple us from getting things done, because you are too much, you are too very much conscious of the things that, you know, that you need to perfect, still know, or the skills that you need to still do, that you feel like, nah, until I have all these things, I'm going to go ahead and start. But then again, if you don't start, then you might actually not get anything done forever.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, to get knowledge, you also then
just have take to act.
That's exactly. There's this common thing that Pastor Craig said of Life Church, and it was like, that was during a GLS session.
Okay.
I think it was 1990, and he said he uses an acronym, Get More, that is GETMO, get enough to move on. So once you get enough knowledge, you get the basics that you need to start, and once you get it, you just take action and fiam. No doubt, no time to change.
sure. In fact, somebody told me something recently. He said, the only way to know you've learned something is when you take action.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Exactly. There's so many things that we need to lose our lives that we can't, after the learning process, we can regurgitate information in theory, but like to apply it.
Applying is what makes what really matters. You know, it's just like somebody that knows what to do but doesn't know how to do it. You won't get what you won't get results. So learning and not taking action, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I was I organize classes for business people every month, and one of those things I told them is you have to take action. Then I used to mention something sometimes. I don't say it all the time. Anytime I remember, I say something like, for those that do not attend this class, they don't know about this. So if you attended this class and you did not take action, you're on the same level. That's what it means. So the action part is what will differentiate you from those people that did not come to the class. Okay. You know, it's just like when you want to download a song or a video, you can't get access to the song until it's 100%. So if you download the song to 99% and it stops at 99, it doesn't make any sense. It must be 100%. So the same with learning. When you learn and you don't take action, the learning is a waste. You know, and I think my brother helped me with this better. He's that kind of person that when you tell him an idea, no matter how beautiful or brilliant your idea is, he doesn't want to hear it. Even the way we respond to you, you'll be asking yourself, oh, does this thing make sense? He wants to see the results. So when you've done what you want to do, come and shame. That's when he will press you. You know, so I think it was one of those people that really helped me to always take action. Because no matter how beautiful the idea is, he's always interested. And that breaks me, you know. So it helped me a lot. So there's a difference between having good people around us and having the right people around us. Good people will not always be right for you, but the right people will always be good for you. So one thing I've realized is most of the time we have good people around us, people that would give to you, would do a lot of things, but those people would not push you towards your goal. Those people would not push you towards things that you need. I don't even get it. So it's just like you trying to find, you know, this Gouda Ultimate Search game program. So just good people might be around you to just, you know, make you laugh, give you food to eat along the way, you know, but the right people would like direct you to your path, like, okay, this is where you go. I don't know if you get that illustration. So we need the right people, people that will really take us where we are, people that will push us to do better, you know, people that will even see what we are not seeing about ourselves, not just people that will make us feel good. Did you get it? So yeah.
Wow. So like it's amazing how you've been able to like tie all of this together. So it's really awesome to have friends like that around us who like would ensure that we do the needful at every point in time. It's been a wonderful period chatting with you and all of that. Do you like have anything you want to, you know, shell out before? So it should not be as if I did not do anything for these people.
Okay. Well, I have so many things to tell people listening, especially if you're about to start a business. The very first thing you should try to do is ensure you get knowledge. You know, I was talking to somebody recently. I said, why did you go to school to study what you're studying? And she said, because I want to be useful in the society. Like, I want to use what I've learned to become better. And I said, now you started a business, but you did not go through the learning process. So a lot of people skip the learning process, and that's why a lot of people struggle at the initial stage and they give up. So it's really important to go through the learning process and take action. I'm a startup business coach, for example. I organize classes for business people every month. And those that have attended my classes, they're doing better today, you know, because they went through the learning process. So it's really important. And yeah, I think that's the major thing I would give out. That's the major advice I would give.
Invest in learning and take action. Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Thank you so much for joining another episode with my friend and I on starting, quitting, and pivoting. I'm sure that this was value for your time. And as usual, don't be stingy. Bring your other friends to come join and listen to this too. I really look forward to, you know, getting your feedback. And remember that you can connect with this podcast on your popular podcast platforms, and including on Jamit, we are there for you right now. So go ahead, listen, and of course drop your comments, drop your messages, drop your voice messages, send me a DM on social media. If you are on my WhatsApp, just, you know, it's okay to let me know maybe some things that you agree with that resonated most with you, or the things that you disagree with and you know you'd like to clarify, and all of that. Thank you very much for joining another episode of the Value Cafe with Esther, and I'll see you next week. Bye.